You're listening to SBS News.
So far this year, 35 Indigenous people have taken their own lives, with 8 deaths in the past week. Young Indigenous people are particularly vulnerable, with a suicide rate 4 times that of their non-Indigenous counterparts. Key medical organisations are calling on the government to declare Indigenous youth suicide a national health priority. Paediatrician Dr. Mick Creety says those at the greatest risk are especially young.
And the younger the person, the greater the discrepancy between the death rate from suicide. We know that in the 10 to 14 year old age group, death from suicide is 8 times higher than death from suicide in non-Indigenous children. So we're calling on the government to make this a national response. We've seen for a long time that mental health services in this country for Indigenous young people are largely based on mainstream models with a different understanding of intergenerational trauma, different understanding of family, and different understanding of community.
While the 2019 Closing the Gap report showed little progress on the majority of the targets, a report released by the Lewitcher Institute called Our Choices, Our Voices highlights some of what the Institute regards as the incredible work being carried out by the Aboriginal community-controlled organisations to improve health outcomes. June Oscar is co-chair of the Close the Gap campaign.
It's about celebrating and elevating some of the stories of the organisations and the people that are making these positive changes in their communities and in the lives of so many community members.
The co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Rod Little, hopes the report will be a catalyst for addressing what he calls the entrenched discrimination and racism in some of the health services provided to Indigenous people.
We're fundamentally talking about health services. We know that how people feel more comfortable coming to a community-controlled health service. There's an element of understanding and appreciation of your circumstance. And you feel valued. You feel as though that your illness, you're telling the truth, you know, that kind of thing, where you go to another service or a mainstream service, they're always that attitude or distrust. And we want to change that.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.